Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome, brothers and sisters all over the land, near and far. Welcome to another powerful Monday night prayer, where the word of the Lord comes alive. Get ready to hear a word from the Lord for you, you, and you. Know that God is for you, who can be against you. And I just thank you for his promise in Deuteronomy 7:19. I call heaven and earth, record this day against you that you have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live, and thou may love the Lord thy God, and thou may obey his voice, and thou may cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of our days, that may dwell in the land which the Lord swears unto the fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. So we just come to bless his name tonight. Thank him for life. Thank him for joy life. Thank him for his strength. Lord, and we just give him all the praise and the glory. So get ready. Get ready to hear a word from the Lord. He have a word for you, you, and you. Know that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. He is a healer. He is Dr. Jesus. He is the great physician. He do everything but fail. So get ready to hear a word from the Lord tonight. Thank you.
Good evening. Scripture reading will be taken from Psalms chapter 5, verses 11 through 12, and I will be reading out of the NLT version. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love. May God add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of this word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He's worthy to be praised. In the midst of storms, he's faithful. He's wonderful. He's amazing. He's beautiful. He's blameless. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we just welcome him with a humble heart and stretch out arms tonight. We just come and say thank him how he got us through this day, how he's getting us through the night. Or we just come to bless his name. Lift up all the sick and the shut-in. I thank him what he's doing in my son's body. I thank him that he's bringing him back. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Or we come to bless his name tonight. We come to say thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. And we just say thank you. We thank you for all our sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters and great-grandchildren, Father God. We thank you for being a fence around them, Father God, keeping them near, Lord God. And we just bless your name tonight. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God, how you're continually pouring back into him as he pour out to your people. We just say thank you. Continue to keep your arms around the holy Matthew family, Father God. In the name of Jesus, whatever they stand in need of, I thank you to supplying all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Because, Father, we ain't nothing without you. Absolutely nothing. But, Father, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for strength. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. We just thank you for being our Father. We just thank you for loving us and keeping up And we just come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. And we lift up the homeless to you tonight all over the land, Father God. We ask you to open up doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you for stopping by nursing homes on today in every city, in every state, Lord God. Create miracle signs and wonders, Lord God. We thank you for stopping by St. Jude Hospital, Shriners Hospital, Lord God, doing a new thing for those children, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name, Lord God. We lift up Northwestern Hospital on the cancer floor, Father God. Heal and deliver on that cancer floor, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, go from floor to floor, room to room, and to a Shonda. Do a turnaround for them right now in the name of Jesus, because we know you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask to think of. So we just thank you and bless your holy name tonight. We just come to magnify your name. You say, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up tonight. We thank you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be glorified. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We lift up our neighbors, our neighborhood to you tonight, Father God. Have your way in our neighborhoods, Lord God, in our neighbors' homes, Lord God. We say, have your way. Heal, deliver, and set free in our neighbors today, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, because if it had not been for you, where would I be this day? In the name of Jesus. Oh, I just come to bless your name. I just come to say how much I love you, how much I need you, and I'm nothing without you. Have your way. Set free tonight. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies in our lives, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you are mindful of us, your people. Oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And how you look on us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, throughout our daily dealings, Father God. Even when we lie down at night, Father God, you look upon us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and when we rise, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in the morning, Father God, you continue to look over us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and keep us safe from danger seen and unseen, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just want to bless you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because, oh, God, you deserve, Father God, glory, hallelujah, our praise, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You deserve, Father God, glory, hallelujah, our honor, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You deserve, Father God, our allegiance to you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because of your love, Father God, glory, hallelujah, your everlasting love that never quits in our lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Even, oh God, glory, hallelujah, when we step out of line, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, when we, oh God, do our own thing and, oh God, decide to do things our own way, Father God, you continue to love us, Father God, and it's your love, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the light of your love, Father God, that draws us back in, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and puts us back in right standing with you. So we just thank you, God, hallelujah, and we can't thank you enough, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for all you've done for us all throughout the years, our years upon this earthly realm, Father God, up until this point. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Now, Father God, each and every person, Father God, under the sound of my voice, I pray right now, oh, God, that you are moving by your spirit in their lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're moving on the matters and the situation and circumstance and happenstances that concern their lives right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for your strength on tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for how you're strengthening your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for how you, hallelujah, catapulting our faith to new dimensions in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you for your hope, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for how you our hope in you will not be deferred, Father God, in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah. But Father God, help us, Father God, your people, Father God, to walk up right before you, Father God. Help us, Father God, to obey you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Help us, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, to stand in righteousness before you, stand holy before you. For you said in your word that we ought to be holy because you are holy, Father God, glory, hallelujah.
Oh, God, help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, to obtain a due right spirit in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Not compromising, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Not taking down some filthy lucre, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're raising up the standard for you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Moving, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in the power, Father God, in the might, Father God, glory, hallelujah, of your will, Father God, in your word, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, hallelujah, I lift up the intercessors on this line tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and I pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would just, oh, God, pour back into each and every one of them, Father God, even as they pour out, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and hallelujah, you show them, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, how to pray, when to pray, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, you navigate them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, be the navigation center, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that navigation system, Father God, glory, hallelujah, telling them, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, what to pray for your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, and I thank you, God, for you filling even Mother Gwenny right back up right now, even as she poured out on tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, thank you, God, that you're pouring fresh oil upon her right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you're strengthening her, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you're giving her peace, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, you're building up her faith on tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and I thank you, God, for her, Father God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, for evangelist Wilson, oh God, that will come after me, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, I thank you, Father God, for strengthening her right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the word in her mouth, Father God, glory, hallelujah, with what to pray for your people on tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, and I thank you, God, for victory in every area of her life, oh God, and I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, for your blessings, oh God, the reading of your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and you're moving like a mighty rushing wind, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even in the life, oh God, hallelujah, of Sister Chanel Bullock, Father God, as she poured out and read that scripture, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for you strengthening even our leader, oh God, Dr. LaRon Matthews on tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah, moving by your spirit for him, Father God, meeting every one of his needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, taking them to deeper and higher dimensions in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Use them for such a time as this, covering his family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with a hedge of protection, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor for all that you're doing for him in the ministry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And each and every leader, Father God, under the sound of my voice, connected to this ministry, Father God, and the leaders all over the world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you're moving by your spirit for them right now. Keeping them safe, keeping them protected, covering them. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Tending to their needs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God. We're giving you praise and glory, honor. And, Father God, I thank you, God, for you covering, oh, God, the children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Our grands and our children, Father God. Our nieces and nephews, Father God, in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for that hedge of protection around them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, God, for you thrust, oh, God, into their destiny, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. As you stir it up to get from the inside of them, even at a young age, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. So they might, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, learn of you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and speak, oh, God, unto their peers concerning you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I give you praise and glory and honor for you excelling them academically, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you that they shall be who you called them to be in this life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And the hands of Satan will not snatch them on his side of the line, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, because your shield of love and protection is around them, Father God. And we just give you praise and glory and honor. Touch those going through in their bodies tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Give them that touch from you, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Let your healing balm be released upon them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that your healing virtue is flowing right now upon the people, Father God. Every disease, every disorder, every malfunction in the body, Father God, every dysfunction in the body, Father God, known to man, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, is being eradicated right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, and I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you setting your people free, oh, God, for you delivering them on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for mighty miracles in this hour, Father God, mighty healings in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you open up the wealth dimensions over your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And everything that they've lost, oh, God, everything that the enemy has stolen, Father God, you're giving it back to them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. As we continue, we seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. Oh, God, all things shall be added unto us. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we bless your name, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Worthy, worthy master. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. For all that you're doing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for the turnaround, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you canceling every trick and every trap and every play and every plot. The plan of the enemy against your people right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, that every bit of backlash and retaliation because of these prayers, oh God, glory, hallelujah, that are going up before you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, it's sweet incense in your nostrils, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is being cast into the fiery sea, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and they shall manifest quickly and swiftly, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, we bless you, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment against us, your people, is already condemned. And we bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for what you're doing right now. Oh, God, and we give you praise and we give you glory. And we thank you, God, that even as the word come forth on tonight, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that it's going to fall on good ground, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that we will receive it, Father God, and apply it to our lives. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Maintain victory over the enemy, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you and we bless you. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Dr. Wilkes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. For the prayers that have gone up, oh God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless the women of God, the intercessors everywhere from the north, the south, the east, the west. Lord, every nation, kindred, and tongue, oh God, that is listening in from far and near. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for your grace and your mercy that has been extended unto us one more time. Most of all, we thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord, that you have covered us and kept us all down through the year. Hallelujah, glory. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, Lord, that you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, when we didn't know what to do, you were still there, Lord God, holding us up, oh God, sending encouraging word, oh God, through, hallelujah, to the men and women of God and through the power of prayer. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all of those, oh God, that have poured into this ministry, oh God. Hallelujah. We ask that you bless them not just 10 or 20, but we ask that you bless them 100-fold. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, and those, oh God, that have a desire to give and not could not, oh God, I pray in the upcoming year, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that their finances would be blessed abundantly, Lord, that they could sow seed, oh God, hallelujah, into good ground. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, hallelujah, Lord, for the progressionists, oh God, hallelujah, that have joined the ministry, oh God, throughout this year. I pray that their spiritual increase will come, Lord God, even the more, Lord, in days to come. Oh God, I thank you for the visionary, Lord God, and all the supporting staff, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, whether they be locally or whether that be via the conference line. We thank you, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah for those that are the partners, the covenant partners, oh God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, because you have caused us to be a joint effort, oh God. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. Now, Father, we pray for those, oh God, that have responded, those that have been disobedient throughout the year, Lord. I pray that they have repented, oh God, and caused themselves, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, to be humble, oh God, unto your mighty hand, that you can continue to save them even the more. I ask that you continue to bring in the backsliders before it's everlasting too late. And, oh God, hallelujah, that they will take their rightful place in the kingdom of God. And, Lord God, strive, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, to live a clean and holy life. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I don't want to keep on singing and keep sinning. I don't want to live for you and not see you in the end. I don't want to know your name. You'll not know much before I get to the gate. Please hold me close. I don't want to know your name, Jesus, and you've not known much before I get to the gate. Please hold me close. Don't let me go. Hold me close. In your loving arms, tell me that you love me. Tell me that you care. Oh, I'll stay by your side because I know you're near and you're everywhere. Oh, please hold me, yeah. Hold me close. Wrap me in your arms and never let me go. Hold me close. Whatever you do, Lord, don't let me go. Hold me close. God, I will stay by your side. Hold me close.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send the word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word. Got bad news. Life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. I've been too proud, but I'm asking you. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need your word.
Welcome to the Prophetic Encounter, where the word of the Lord comes alive with nationally known prophet, Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to President Barack Obama, Kirk Franklin, Pai Trivet, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
God bless you all, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, teaching time, where we know that the word of the Lord comes alive. I bless the Lord for each and every one of you all that are joining us on our third Monday night prophetic experience. Every first and third Monday night, we're right here at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. in the West Coast. This is our final Monday night prophetic teaching for 2022. And so we made it through this year thus far. And certainly if the Lord tarry long, if he doesn't tarry long, we'll be back on the first Monday in 2023. But don't forget to join us tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., for a powerful intercession. A powerful word came forth this morning by Evangelist Marshall. And we have another great leader that will expository the word of the Lord God on tomorrow morning, as well as on our noonday, Wednesday, where we know that so many things happening and God's Spirit is always blessing his people. And if you're not sitting on tomorrow evening, please be my special guest at 7 o'clock p.m. in the sanctuary. There will be an awesome word from the Lord. Amen. And we're looking to see you all there. Thank you, intercessors and the prayer warriors, the ministry gifted kingdom leaders that shares the word of God via the conference line as well as Blog Talk Radio. We bless the Lord for you, you, and you for being part of it. Certainly you can invite other guests by giving them the number 218-548-3684 and letting them put in the access code 435-160#, and joining us with a word from the Lord. Yesterday morning, our Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry was blessed with a powerful word from the Lord. One of our daughters in Zion ministered a life-changing word for our house. Now, if you go to my Facebook page, you can listen to it in its entirety. You can go to Laron Matthews Ministry you can go to Laron Matthews Ministry page and watch it. You can go to Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry page as well and watch the entire word that went forth by the woman of God, Sister Tiana Schumper. She blessed the people of God in my stead. And I thank God for what God has given us and what the Lord is raising up through the ministry there. And we bless the Lord. There will be many more that will come forth and share God's word in the upcoming months and into 2023. So I bless the Lord for that. Tonight, administrator, are there any questions and comments? Do anybody have a question and comment for myself on tonight? If you do, you can hit one of your dial on the blog side, Blog Talk Radio, and come in and ask me a question, or you can make a comment. This is the last Monday on the conference last side of our Monday night. Now we have it. We'll be on next Monday and the following week as well. But in terms of our actual first and third Monday nights. This is the last one of 2022 for us. But if you have a question or a comment that you would like to make or a statement and you want to be long-winded with it, I want to give you an opportunity to do that as well. If there's something that this conference line has done to you or done for you or impacted your life in any way, phase, form, or fashion through your months, weeks, and years of listening in, I want to give you an opportunity to share that as well. If any of the men and women of God that were vessels that are on here now that have shared a word that many of you have been blessed by, you can even thank them at this time. I'm going to use a few minutes to do that, and I will share with you what the Lord has given me, because I'm not going to be long-winded today. However, I will give you what the Lord has given me for the people of God. But if you're listening in now and you have something you would like to say, I want to give you the opportunity. But Administrator Brian, which is the administrator for Lorraine Matthews Ministry, and she helps Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry as well with our responsibilities and duty over that. But Administrator Brian, is there any questions and comments over there, or is there anything you would like to say before we open up the lines to the kingdom leaders, the covenant partners, the virtue members, and the local church members, and then those that are just listening in?
God bless you, Dr. Matthews, and everyone that's listening in on the line. No questions at this time. However, I would like to thank everybody for the cooperation and being involved with pushing the ministry forward in 2022. It's been a great experience, and we're looking forward to great things in 2023, man of God.
Thank you. Thank you, Administrator Richard Bryant, for that. All right. Anyone that's listening in now, you would like to come in and say something, this is your opportunity to do that. We want to give you that opportunity to come in at this time. Anyone. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. The Most High, I want to bless you, Prophet Matthews, Administrator Brian, and all of the beautiful saints that's on the line. I just have a comment that I'd like to make, and that comment is pertaining to prayer. When someone prays for me, I chew up the meat of that prayer, meaning that I receive what's meant for me in that prayer, and then I spit out the bones of that prayer. That means that what is not meant for me, I don't receive of that prayer. I thank the Most High Elohim that he saved me May 3rd, 1998, and I have been rooted and grounded and planted in him for all of these years. I have been like that tree that has been planted by the rivers of the water, where I'm not moved by every wind of doctrine. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm moved by the Most High Elohim. I'm moved by his instruction. I'm moved by his direction. I thank Almighty God for prayer, and I thank Almighty God for accurate prayer. And we as saints of God, we have to know how to chew up the meat when someone prays for us, and we have to know how to spit out the bone. That's just like in the Word of God. When someone brings forth the word, what's for you, we chew it up. What's not for you, you spit it out. Because Almighty God's word is true. His word is true. And it brings forth deliverance. It brings forth correction. So I thank Almighty God for just being rooted and grounded in him and for being a child of the Most High Elohim. I thank him for the words of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge that I've heard on this conference line. I thank him for the saints of the Most High. I thank him for his body, for the body of Christ. Those that love him, those that love his people, because in this hour that we are living in, there is such, it's like a, the love of many have waxed cold. And in the body of Christ, we're to lift one another up, not tear one another down. We're to esteem our brothers higher than ourselves, support and encourage one another. But it has been so much sabotaging, so much setups and lies and deception. I'm the idiocy of a higher that's among the brethren, and it shouldn't be. So I thank Almighty God for the truth. I'm the idiocy of a higher that comes forth on this line, and those that speak the truth of Almighty God's word and that love the saints of the Most High God. I thank Almighty God for you, sir. I thank Almighty God for all of those that have entreated me with respect. And I just felt led to make this comment pertaining to prayer. What's for me, I receive. What's not for me, I spit the bones out in Jesus' mighty name. So God bless you. I love you all. I thank you all for allowing me. I thank you, sir, for allowing me to make this comment. God bless you, sir. Amen.
Amen. Bless you on today, woman of God. Amen. Anyone else have a question, comment, or statement that they would like to make or they would like to share at this time? Going into ending the year on a good note, we want to, if you're blessed by the conference line, or something the conference line have done for you, in fact, we want to give you an opportunity to share that as well at this time. Anyone else?
Okay, I wanted to share something.
Come on in.
Yeah. I just wanted to say this around this time last year makes a year that I've came to the ministry. And I just want to say, well, first, blessings to all my brothers and sisters on the line. But I wanted to just say this ministry is beyond words what I've experienced in this last year. This ministry, well, when I first came to the ministry a year ago in December, I was in a dark place. I was in a broken place. I was in a hurt place. I was in a backsliding place. But through this ministry, I praise God for leading me here. I have never experienced anything like this before. When I first came back to God about a year ago, I was actually looking for a ministry. And every Sunday, every Tuesday, every Thursday, any church that I could find that had an open door, I was going because I was searching. I was searching for a place because I knew I needed something. And I needed God, but I needed support. I knew I needed to be somewhere where I could get fed, where I could, in a sense, get nursed back to health. And I was coming to a point where I was frustrated because it felt like everywhere I went, I couldn't feel what I was looking for. And I just kept asking God to lead me, please lead me, please lead me. I know what I need, but I just don't know where, in a sense, to find it to get that help that I needed. And I praise God that through the radio ministry, I was able to hear you, Pastor, Prophet, Dr. LaRon Matthews, and that's where God told me to go. And I praise God because it's been exactly what I needed. And at this point, just even a year, I feel that for what I've gotten fed there at the ministry, I feel like I've been getting fed good, putting meat on my bones, like it's been years. And when I first started to come, literally I could just feel everything being so expedited. And I have to say, I bless you for your obedience. Praise God for the ministry, the love, the support, the praise, the worship, the word, the prophecy. And literally, I have experienced not just blessings since I've been there, abundance of blessings, but I've experienced spiritual healing, definitely natural healing of my body from disease since I've been there. I've experienced growth, knowledge, wisdom. It is just immeasurable what I've gotten from this ministry. It's just beyond words that it's good. That's all I can say is that it's good. But I praise God for everybody in this ministry, both virtual, those that have given and sacrificed. But I just want to say this thank you. Again, it's priceless. And one other thing is that when right before I came back, I told God, because I was born and raised in church, a PK, I told God I wanted to come back to him, but I didn't want to come back because of the religion. If religionized is a real word, then I'm going to say religionized. I've been religionized in the sense of that's all I knew growing up, and I didn't want to go back to that. And at the time before God pointed me in the direction of this ministry, I told God I wanted something different. I wanted something new. I wanted something sincere. I wanted something original. And I praise God that he did just that. And again, I just thank everybody for that.
Amen. Well, we bless the Lord for that woman, God. I believe that ministry, you have to be authentic, the authenticity ministry. I had some time, this entire time away from the local church and people had allowed me to go back to the resume of where I started from, actually, with my family. And my entire time was spent with my two older siblings, my brother and my sister, and we all spent time together, tremendous time, literally 24 hours a day time, if that ever could be that much time in a day. And we shared our childhood development and many things that came from the childhood development in our life. And from that place, it gave me an entirely new lease on my 2023 year and beyond, even finishing off this year in a phenomenal place. Because ministry and family are all the same as it relates to growth and development. Being in a home and growing up with a large family and having two parents in the home doesn't qualify us for the family structure. It just qualify us to say we have a house, a home, a family, and we have all of the amenities. But how many know that in spite of all of those great things, underneath the microscope of the family, there's still major pains, losses, disappointment, frustration, issues. It's called flaws. called being flawed. You know, but I'm a person that study words. So when people ask me a question about a word, or even challenge a word, I study words. I don't study the etymology. I study historicity. That takes you back to the origin of where a word was founded. It originally came about. So when you study words, you study its authentic place. I want to go in like this tonight. I grew up in a strong religious household. Religious household. How, when you look at the word religion, it covers a multiplicity of denominations, organizations, and 53,000 different religions in the world. But the three major ones, which is Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, those are the masterpiece of the three-dimensional religion in the world. And so, therefore, they are constitutionally the religion that dominates the world. And they all have a part in the development of people who want to understand the spiritual world. Because religion is birthed from rituals. Rituals were birthed from idols. Idols were birthed from eternity. Eternity was established by spirit. Spirit was established by sound. Sound, light, in those other dimensions. So you have those things in the world, or in the universe, or in eternity, in time, from celestial to terrestrial realm. In many people, in the earth realm are defined from a standpoint of religion instead of spiritual. We all are spiritual beings connected to one of the atoms, the first or the second. Second atom is the masterpiece of everything. The first atom is the creation of God's plan. However, because of a sound, it shifted everything. So I want to speak from this place of authentic. And I want to share this with many who will be going into the new year, finishing up this year. You want to go into your new being authentic in everything you do. Many people want to go into the new being authenticated. Authentic means now. When you look at the word authentic, you have to look at it from this place. An undisputed origin of genuine, original, real, actual, bona fide, truth. It speaks of everything from a blueprint. That's authentic. Nobody can be you. Nobody can do you. Nobody can be part of you. Authentication means the process of action of proving or showing something to be true or genuine. Now, you see how that is? Everybody wants to run around trying to prove to the church world that they're saved, prove to the people that they have not been fornication, prove to the people that they spirit-filled, prove to the people that they dressed with the long clothes, prove to the people that they worship a leader, prove to the people that they're this perfect person, and there's no one. No one's perfect. We're being perfected. That's authentication. Authentication is a process of action of proving to show something because they want an affirmation because they really don't know who they are. So authentication is people who want to pretend that they are authentic, but they really want authentication. They want you to see them from where they actually are not. Authentic people are people who are willing to open up to discuss the real part of life and who they really are outside of religion, institutionalism. Authentic people are not afraid to show the side of them that the church world like to hide behind the cloth of a cross, which came from what we call Constantine, or what we call, it's a word that they used from Constantine religion, or Constellation or Constantinian. There it is, Constantinian religion. Constantinian Christianity was created by Constantine, and the Catholic Church sold it to in bondage people, and the Moors gave them the original blueprint, and they took it and established what we call the Constantinian religion. And from Constantinian religion, we get what we call the Word of God, which we call it infallible, when really it's a translation of writers who wrote and was given the authentication from King James, who authorized them to write it. But when you go back to authentic people, you go back to people who are willing to be who they are in spite of it. It means the oddball. We call us as an oddball. That means we're undisputed origin and genuine. I have been for many years on this Conference Land blog side ministry. I have been an authentic preacher, because I believe authenticity is important to be genuine, origin, real, actual, bona fide, true to who you are in life. In other words, it means faithfulness, truth to life, realistic, truthworthy, you're who you are. And most people who does not relate to authentic people, you can write this down, men and women of God. Most people who don't relate to authentic people are people who have what we call agenda for you. When a person has an agenda for you, you can never be authentic, because they always have a plan for your power, your presence, your preeminence, and your phenomena. An authentic person is who he is, from internal conflict to external life. Authentic people understand the up and the down and the realness of where they are. Authentic people don't have to worry about a blackmailing plan and the revealing of a black book. Authentic people are people who don't concern themselves with how long you pray, how short you pray, how good you pray, when you pray, why you pray. Authentic people want to feel and connect with genuine people who will ride or die. I hope this makes sense. Because, you see, authentic people, they're not moved or spooked by the ins and outs. They're not moved by every day, ups and downs, in and out. Authentic people are people who are very genuine. And you can't find very genuine people. I can say in my lifetime that I can actually count friends on one hand. Friends on one hand. I don't lose friends. Friends leave me. I don't leave friends. Friends leave me. Authentic people. Authentic people are not known to blame people for their problem. Authentic people are known to tell the truth of people not knowing the value of who they are, and when they find out who they really are, they separate themselves because they do not want to be connected with people authentication, but they want to be connected to authenticity. I hope this makes sense. Because when you're authentic of a person, you are a person who wants to be able to be yourself in the days of good, in the days of bad. The authentic people, we don't try to mask ourselves in the garment of demigod system. We don't operate behind gifts and calling. Authentic people are ones who are earth changers and world shakers. Authentic people. Authentic people, they don't have to wake up and look in the mirror and try to make adjustments with makeup and clothing and things of that nature. Authentic people makes the world go around. Why? Because they're just who they are. They're just who they are. They're undisputed. You ever hear them say the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world? Undisputed. The authenticity of that is based upon the accurate liability of life. I grew up in a household with 18 siblings, 10 sisters, 8 brothers. I cannot walk around and breathe in the world and not have a love for my sisters. You follow me? And that's me. That's the authentic side of me. And for years I was told many things about the authentic me and the type of person I am. So I was misunderstood. And people say, you got to be careful of this, got to be careful of that. You know, my older sister took me out, and we had a long walk. And she said, baby boy, listen to me. You are a phenomenal brother. Your older sister taught you well. She said, no matter what woman you meet in the world, people are going to love you because you knew how to love your sisters. You know, that cleared a lot of weight off of me. She said, stop trying to change. Stop trying to run from who you are. Stop. You're a pretty brown-eyed young man. You're 55 and you're great. You blessed me. You don't even know the impact you made on my life. My sister told me that. She said, just your persona is a glow. You're my brother. She said, so don't keep running from who you are, what you be. Love, care for people, hug people. Who cares about people who want authentication? You're authentic. You've been taught by a mother who's 75 years old how to treat a woman, how to care for a woman. And just because women don't understand that, you don't change you. You be who you are. Be you. You can't be anything else. You can't change what your mother put inside you. That's it. Now, isn't it interesting? Proverbs 31 is a very powerful scripture for women, but that was actually the queen explaining to her son, Lemuel, the prophetic, how he should prepare for a woman. Isn't it interesting? But we take quotes of scripture and use it for a Proverbs 31 when the mom was actually telling the son what to be aware of in life, what to do, all of the details. That's why an authentic person, you battle, your greatest battle is religion, church, churchy people, Christianity, Islam. Your greatest fight is denominationalism. Mother Thelma Sidney said something that I'm working on a piece that's going to really blow the people's mind. Organization to organism, the authentic you, bringing you from understanding how to understand the anatomy of the academy of eternity and still can be flawed in humanity. Look at the secret to that. How everybody wants to be something that they're not. But when it comes to being who you are, you're afraid of your own self. And that's why shadows can't heal people. Do you know your shadow is you, but most people are scared of their own shadow and it can't heal nobody? Because that's authentic. A shadow is authentic. It needs the sun to beam on you, the authenticity of who you are and where you're going to be in life. So I concluded that if you don't go big, don't go at all. If you don't go all the way, don't go at all. There are people waiting to see what decision you make so they can make their decision. And if you make a decision, they'll make their decision and it'll still destroy them. And then if you were with them, you would have been destroyed anyway. You follow what I'm saying? There are people in the world who wants to be on your payroll, but they don't want to serve your CEO who gives you your paycheck. You follow what I'm saying? And these are all of the things of authentic people because it's genuine. Authentic people don't need a stage to rehearse or practice. An authentic person creates their own stage to be genuine, original, and real, and bona fide and true. The authenticity. Authentic people. Authentication. We want people to affirm us as we grow. I need you to tell me who I am. What do you feel? How was that message? Were you blessed by it? Man, what do you think? And many people are afraid to hurt people's feelings, so they're afraid to tell the truth. And then those who are rejected or deal with rejection so bad, when you tell them the truth, they feel like, oh, that's not me, when really they keep repeating the same recycled systems of their mind. It doesn't exist. It's a recyclable system. It's constantly recyclable. If they stay around you, they're good. If they stay around you and you correct them,
they leave and they go somewhere else, and that same spirit follow them. So it's not nobody else. It's always them. And it's easy to project that on somebody else when they sit down and look at them and they're afraid. Makeup is a beautiful thing, but it's very dangerous how you put it on. That's a powerful quote right there. It's a beautiful thing, but it's very dangerous how you put it on. And so when we understand authenticity of people, it means that you're undisputed origin. You're not going to be like the norm. That's why when the word of the Lord God said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, that's 1 John 4 and 4 in verse number 4, I mean 4 and 4 and 4, it talks about that, actually 4 and 4, yeah. It says, ye are God, little children, and I overcame them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So I really never fitted in into the profile of what was given to me. I was always willing to create in life. I was a creator. I'm a creator. Everything I do is creative. That's why if you ever read Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1, when Paul said, I beseech ye therefore, brother, in other words, I beg and plead, therefore, brethren, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by what? The mercies of God. So therefore, is not one, is many. Mercies of God that we present our bodies. There it is, the anatomy, not the organization, the organism, the anatomy. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. So everything you do in life is a living sacrifice. There's a sacrifice to authenticity. Why? Because under the sacrifice, one must be willing to give their life for a purpose that will keep the world real and keep the world real and everything that's, how can I put this in a language that we can all understand? One must be willing to sacrifice truth to bring the lie back or correct the lie or the disingenuousness of the world that they have been given by a counterfeit or an illusion and a delusional people. An illusion and a delusional people is one who creates in their mind what they want something to be like. And then they set in motion a photograph in their brain, and that's the connection of the cerebellum and cerebia. Now, let me go a little deeper and mastermind this assignment. An illusion is created so that the people can receive the sensory system of the spinal cord, the part of the brain that regulate motor movement. Now, it does what? It connects itself to the brain. And what it does is it actually houses the illusion that a person has. And what they do to that illusion is they take a real person. Now listen to this. They take a real person who's on the outside and create a world for a real person and put them in their illusion. Stay with me. I'm going to the mountain in a minute. I'm going to exit out of here. They take a real person. Now listen to this, people. They take a real person and they create that real person and create them and put them in their illusion. And then they fix that person up to exactly the way they want that person to be in their illusion. And once they seal it up, the sensory peripheral movement and the cerebellum coordinates it, and it creates volunteer demons to create a posture and a balance for them. So in their mind, they feel good about an actual authentic person that they created and really is an illusion. So when the authentic person brings them to the old, undisputed, original genuineness of who they are, they can't survive, so they become suicidal, homicidal. They get angry and rage because they say it is what God told them. And you got to remember, we're little gods. So we create who we want people to become. And then they want us to authenticate it, but not really. You're authentic. And so from that place, many people can never hear Lauren Matthews. They can never hear Prophet Matthews, Dr. Matthews, or all of the language they give me. But I'm really just authentic. Just as authentic as could be. I can sleep at night, wake up at night, I can drive and go to the store, I can shop, I can see people, I can breathe, I can just listen, I can get quiet, I can smile, I can be mean, I can hug, I can embrace. I don't have a gender because I'm authentic. That's who I am. I'm totally authentic. And what makes authentic even greater is when you document it by God. You become a documentation of God, of who he is. And so everything outside of that illusional place of people is unreal. So it's easy for other illusional people to draw people into the sensory or the spinal cord or the motor movement to coordinate it and to support their system. And that's why my circle is so small, because authentic people are genuine. And in the world of 7 billion plus, will be 8 billion soon, most of the people are not authentic. They're just speaking for authentication. They want somebody to affirm who they are. Isn't it interesting how a child can be born 2 or 3 months before time, and then the doctors can immediately deliver the baby, and the first name that they give your baby is premature. Not knowing that the first name that they gave you, Jeremiah 1:4, is I knew you before I formed you. You were a formula before you ever became what the medical profession calls you as premature. Because there's no premature child. Authentic people, no matter how we birth out, we're going to succeed. Ooh. Let's go to the mountain now. See, no matter how you come out of this thing in life, you're going to always be authentic. So no matter how people create it, the world establishes justice system, phantom it, people set up pipelines to prison. The world establishes, people tell you to stand and raise your hand and confess God as your Savior, and you open your mouth and you do all of the things. Your authenticity of who you are is original to God's plan for your life. It always will be. And even when he said it in Jeremiah 29:11, when he said, I knew you, Jeremiah 1:4, I knew you before I formed you in the belly, and before you came out of the womb, I ordained you. I ordered you, and I ordained you. In other words, you were already ordered exactly to the specific detail. And then Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the thoughts. Now then God goes into his actual counsel of his own will. He goes into his counsel of his own will. He needs no one else to affirm who he says you will be, become, and respond to. So I say, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And the interesting thing about God, even though you try to manipulate him, he'll never change his ways about you. How many people have went and prayed and asked God for something and try to manipulate God in doing it? And then we say God said it, when really the little God inside of us created, and then you're asking us to pray about it and loose deliverance over it and move on it, because it wasn't God. God never changed his plan about his authenticity of who you are and what you will be. And from that place, from that framework, from that picture, from that acoustic, from that soundtrack, from that original place, he has established you to be authentic. Anyone that's authentic can survive in any environment of the world, hands down. You can change anything in the world because authentic people have dominion over what? The fish of the sea, the fowls of the air. Authentic people are climate changers. They're not climbing up. They're climate changers. Authentic people can resuscitate. Authentic people can worship. Authentic people can flow. Authentic people can open up dream realms. They determine. Authentic people are not moved fastly and quickly. They're not moved by mood changes. They're not moved by mood changes, chemical imbalances, waves of others. Authentic people are examinators. We examine things. We're examinators. We're meditators. We meditate day and night. Look at what he tells. He says, Joshua, meditate on the word day and night. And so when you're authentic, you call this tension, fear. You call people to be angry, rage, frustrated. You ever show up somewhere and you're authentic? And everybody is mad at you, and their clothes came from Arthur. Their clothes came from Macy's. Their clothes came from Nordstrom. All of that, and yours just came from a simple place that you can go right inside a Goodwill and find the best and put it on. That's authentic, because it's not what you put on. It's how you live it. That's the authenticity of a person, because your life is authentic. You're not moved by money, because your expense account can't afford material things. It's who you are in the innermost part of all that you can be in life. The authenticity. When people are seeking your attention, you are already attended by the kingdom of God. When people are wondering and guessing, you've already decided the estimation of where you will be in life, because that's authentic people. Origin. No identity issues. You know, you see, and you feel. You're not proven to people. And authentic people don't give enemies any attention. Authentic people don't respond. Authentic people don't have to respond. Because our silence can never be misquoted by greatness that we're wasting on stuff that's not pure enough for our expense account. So we don't value things that does not value us. Authentic. We're not moved by the art of persuasion or false humility and great words. Those don't move us. We're not in that channel anymore, because we're not moved by that. Authentic people. So authentication is the process of action, of proving or showing something to be true or genuine or valid. They need validation. I don't need validation. I'm already manifestation. And so they must just be walking it. And it's funny how when we all together, and some of us were together, my other brother was together, I could actually be in the middle of all sinners, and I don't have to run from the sin. I don't have to judge the sinner. I don't have to do anything around the sinner. And that's what Jesus was so powerful about, that around the authentication. And I'm not saying my sister was a sinner, my brother was a sinner, because that's not the case. I'm talking about the environmental stimulation of the world system and how people create and act towards people who are sinners in one different place. I can go anywhere in the world and still not be impacted because I'm an influencer. I could be in the middle of a man smoking hookah, dope, crack, smoking it, living it, doing it, and I'm not influenced by it. I'm an influencer. Why? Because I'm not moved by the systemic system of the injustice system of what we call Caucasianism. And dominated by a system of colonial mindset and connected to frequencies that have been given to us by religious systems, and we carried it through our bloodline, and we want everybody else to buy into it. So we dominate pulpits when we really pitiful ourselves. And so malpracticing lawsuits are in effect immediately in the 2020 year, 2021, 2022. And those who can survive will survive 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. Because of authentic people. You resuscitators. Everywhere you go, you can resuscitate the land. You can resuscitate the place. Resuscitate people's lives because of your authenticity. And it's a secret thing about an authentic person. An authentic person cannot connect with everybody. An authentic person is not lonely. They're sacred. You're a sacred document from God. Because the only way you can get connected is God has to download everything to you. He can't do it from a textbook. He can do it from a mysterious place, from a mind that's open to the things of God. That's authentic of you. I end on this. I'm done. The word of the Lord God said in 1 John chapter 4, and it reads on this wise when you read it from this perspective, chapter 4 and verse number 1, he said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit rather. Now notice now, we use the word try the spirit by the spirit. That is, you cannot do that. The word here, rather, means to distinguish a choice between or an alternative. And so he said, try the spirit, rather they are of God. Because if they're not of God, then the little gods will dominate you, and the bigger God will stand back. And so he said, try the spirit, rather their choice between the alternative. They are of God because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ, we can use the Hebrew term or the Arabic, Yeshua HaMashiach, make no difference how they use it, people still don't follow him anyway, but let's go in anyway, is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Antichrist. Whereof ye have heard that it shall come, even now, already is in the world. Here's the masterpiece of going big or don't go at all. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You know, Ralph Waldo Emerson had this quote. He said, what lies behind us and what lies before us are small matters compared to what lies within us. Haggai 2:9 talks about the glory of the latter house will be greater than that of the former, says the Lord of hosts. And everything that you do, it must become greater than before, not lesser than what you think. You have to go for the greater in everything you do in your life for God. Share this with people, and many people must understand this. You have to really understand this. There are four types of people in the earth realm. One who write history. Watch history, participate in history, and become history. When you become history, you become the glory carrier, record breaker. You rewrite what was written wrong. You're closing the incarcerated system. You're inventors. Everything about you is a patent, and a patent must be patient with its plan. So that when you do what you do, you can do it with success. A person that's an overachiever is not an overachiever. You're just working too hard around people that don't understand your value. Can I say that again? An overachiever is not an overachiever. You're just working too hard around people that don't understand your value. I said an overachiever. You're working too hard to prove to people who will never understand you anyway, so you die young and could have lived early. But you're an overachiever. Your authenticity is the key to anything. You don't have to be arrogant, prideful. You don't have to prove who you are. Your humility, not brokenness, your humility is a mastermind to eternity and an anger to demons and humanity. Because when people think they got you, they don't understand the law of nature. What goes up must come down. Do unto others as you would do unto them. The golden rule of life. What goes around comes around. And finally, people forgive, but the streets remember. Always carry those things with you. No one ever gets away with anything they've done to you. Don't spend time in life trying to get back at people. Spend time in life trying to keep yourself in position of authenticity. Because there will be people in your life that will come and go. And then there will be people in your life that will come and stay. And when they leave, you left a mark on them that can never be erased. That don't mean they're not around you. That means that the impact you left on them was so great that they had to go to the next level in the greatness of who you made them to be because you taught them and trained you. When the students are ready, the teacher will appear. When the teacher appears, he will be able to give you exactly what you need for your ears to hear. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Amen. Father, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify, we magnify, we magnograph your name. We thank you for the experience of sharing, releasing, telling, and experiencing what God has given us. Father, we thank you right now that we're not imposters. We just walk in the impossible. Father, we thank you for your mighty hand being upon the people of God. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Bless you all on today. We thank God for you on today. Thank you, woman of God, for sharing that. Thank you, woman of God, for sharing what you shared as well, too. We bless God for all that he's doing in each and every person on today. I told you I won't tarry long today. I bless God for you. We appreciate you. Love you much. Be blessed. Have a phenomenal day. Go in the power and the strength of the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless.
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.